Again, I'm with Tzadik Hei about the Zayim Mishos, and we spoke yesterday a little bit about it. I want to add more to this because it's an important nekuda over here. The he says over here that the Mishosim all became Ra, and either because of Achashverosh, or when there's a gzeir mulamala for Ra. And he says here, k'mo shemoy Hashem Hashem, k'moy shel makshev al dvar sheker, kol mishos v'shoyim. I want to talk about this, because it's a much broader context than just the context of the, of this Megillah here also. Of all the koyches of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we commonly call spheres and so on, these are different koyches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses, and that's how he gets things done. There's a metzias of that becoming a merkava of tuma. The lashon is that the same merkava that we see that becomes toiv, and that's for us HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the kisei kavod, and all of that that is mitzara HaKadosh Baruch Hu toiv, that also can become a chetim tzifara. It's something which first of all, as the Zeluma said, that all the koyches in the world that can be used l'toiv, every single one of them can be used l'ra. And they become a vehicle for a merkava for tumah. That's the lashon that's used. There's a few nuances to it. First of all, it means that when a person does ra, he affects a lot more than just the here and the now. What he's doing is he's using the kesef of the melech and chaining it, harnessing it to the koyches of ra, which is much worse than anything else. He's using the tagad malka for bad. That's one point. It means that the Gemara says that kishuv is called kishuv because it's makhish pamalya shel mala. What's bad about kishuv is not just where you do something bad. Kishuv is you take a seder of kochos that is beyond this world, and you're capable of using it in a way that it serves ra than tov. So all the things we see in the Torah that are bad, oiv and yid oini and all those kochos, so they somehow seem to be like avodah zarah, but not quite. We're not sure what it is. Why is machshef and kishuv so bad, and the metzchayv misa? It falls under the same rubric as avodah zarah. It's not lav dafka avodah zarah, but what it is, it takes the koyches al yoinim and harnesses them to a tachlis that's not toiv. In that way, it's like avodah zarah. The fact that it takes the chalokim that naturally belong in Kedusha and harnesses them also for Ra. Let's take another example where you see something like this, just so that we get a feel for it. And the famous Chazal, that two malachim da malava to a person, and if it's toiv, you know, the malach Ra is bal korchach yana omein of toiv, and the other way around, the toiv is oina bal korchach to the Ra. The Ra subjugates the toiv, not at the lower levels, but at the higher levels. That's what makes that type of Ra bad. When you take all the kochos of kishuv and so on, and you take the higher kochos and you meshabit it to Ra, that's when you get something which is much, much worse than just plain Ra. Let's take an example. If somebody kills somebody, chas v'shalom, that's Ritzicha, terrible Avera, and so on and so forth. So he's Chayev Saif because he killed somebody. If somebody kills somebody by using Kishuv, it's worse because he's dragged, because he's harnessed some higher Koiches and made them shutif to ra, that makes it much worse than if he just stays at this level. The Nefesh HaChaim is musa for people in Klal Yisrael goes like this, that when a goy does an avera, because his nefesh is on a lower darga, it only affects the lower levels, and b'meila it affects lower levels, and it does whatever pekama does at a lower level. So lemarshal, let's say I steal the king's or the gvir's car, and I go on, I take it on joyride and I get it dirty, so it's bad news. But I got his car dirty. Let's say I steal his suit, and I walk around his suit for a while, and I get his suit all dirty. It's much worse because I got a much higher darga of something that identifies with him bad. So Rav Chaim says when a person is misbeinin, that because we are higher up, we're able to be poigea higher up. Whatever pgam we have goes to a higher point. It makes what we did much worse. So this is an understanding, Lamashal, of why the Torah is so critical of Chashav people, David HaMelech, Moshe Rabbeinu. When they did something, it's much worse. So the simple explanation is, you know, if you're better, you should know better, and so on and so forth. That's true, but there's a much finer point to it. When Stam a person does an avera, all he dragged in the mud was his madrega, which is a low madrega, and that got dragged in the mud. When Moshe Rabbeinu did something that the Torah called a pgam, so he dragged the highest darga of Torah through the mud. And his pgam goes a lot further than the pgam of somebody much lower. You only are pogame as big as you are. So that's the real pnimius of Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem is not just that people will say it's terrible and so on and so forth. Yes, that is Chil Hashem, and it's bad. But the real understanding of Chil Hashem is that the word Chilul is Melashon Cholol, emptying out and so on. I take something that is a higher darga, like the Rambam says, somebody who's naturally somebody who's seen as a chacham and a god and so on and so forth. So what I actually possess is that darga of chashivas. And then I go ahead and I drag it through the mud. So I'm really dirtying much higher up than a person who's lower down. Our ability to destroy is only as big as the point that we're at. And whatever point we're at, that's what we can affect. We can't affect something higher than us. So all these inyan that he says, the Zion Meshar Se HaMelech can become Ra, because that's ultimately the Metzius of Toiv and Ra is affects whatever dag you're at. Once we're talking about it, I want to add a Havan in it. Why and how? Dinyan of Purim is Nafachu. It's something that it says it became reversed, opposite. It's nice. It's a neat trick that you could take things and go the opposite direction, and the very thing that became the very thing that was the vehicle for the Ra became Tov. Fine, it's nice. It's a very snazzy ness. Like that, you take the same thing, the vehicle for Ra, and make a Tov. What's the purpose of it? Well, what's the inyan of it? Well, why is v'nahafachu the core of Purim? So, in many areas, because Purim is the final moed, it's something that carries in itself the ultimate nekuda of giluyim of lasid lavoi. And it goes like this. Anytime, let's say I have a track. So a track goes either forwards or backwards. Under normal circumstances, you can't go sideways on a track, unless it's a sideways track. But a normal rail track doesn't allow for going in any other direction except forwards or backwards. The when you have a road, you can go in many, many different directions and in many of combination directions. If the world, the hair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Echad allows for yes and no. It allows for more Hashras HaShechina or less Hashras HaShechina. It doesn't really allow for different inyonim. It allows for different ways of being Megala Shechina. But at the end of the day, and the Ramchal makes this point on and on, Das Tvunis, everything is either Kavod Shamayim or not Kavod Shamayim. So the gilui of that is that there is no set of circumstances in the world that does not have that pair of forward or backward. So Lamashal, Yetzias Mitzrayim, it wasn't that type of gilui, it wasn't that type of nes. So you had a one type of shibud, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew the whistle, intervened, sent Moshe with a matah, and made nisim, and karas hayam, and got us out. That's not v'nehafahu, and basically, in the sum total of history, Mitzrayim was a bad nation, they made terrible gzeiros, they almost did us in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened, and we got out. That's the story of Mitzrayim to this very day. So there was Ra, there was an attempt at Kiloyin, and then there was Toiv, and there was Yeshua. That's not Haficha. In Purim, the same set of circumstances didn't change. Mishta, Vashti, Esther, Mishta. The same story. It was a Gzeira Ra at one junction, and a Yeshua Gdoila at the next junction. But it was the same track. Nothing changed except that it went from being good to being, from bad to being good. That's the only thing that changed. It instead of going backwards, it went forward. The ultimate gilui of Yehudis Baruch is not that Paro Melech Mitzrayim was a strong guy, did bad things, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stronger than Paro, and stronger than Zacharev, and stronger than Nebuchadnezzar. Those are giluyim that still don't get to the heart of Hashem Echad, because it means there were others, they had no chance against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala, that in that itself, the same set of circumstances, the same Mishnah creates a Yeshua if Klal Yisrael deserves it, and it creates a Churban if Klal Yisrael doesn't deserve Chas Shalom, that's the ultimate Gilui of Hashem Echad. V'nehafachu means it's the same thing, it's just the direction is different. When I say he's going in the opposite direction, it means it's the same highway, it's the same road, except he's going north instead of south, south instead of north. It's not he's on a side or off to a side or anything like that. Whenever we're Megala Moshel, Mitzrayim was Megala, Yetzias Mitzrayim was Megala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the strongest and the most powerful and so on and so forth. But that's not the same as there being only a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. It's only when you have the type of v'nehafachu that you get that. This ultimately is a reason why you have this mahalach by the spheres. How is it possible that spheres that are so holy can actually become tumidic? They become aligned with the koichos of tumah. And the answer is that had it not been that way, there would be other kedusha besides there'd be a Kaddish Baruch Hu, there'd be Gavriel, there'd be Raphael. There were semi Kaddish. That in that way the Malachim would be a pagam in the tefis of Hashem Echad. But it's not like that. Every Malach can be l'toyv or l'ra. Every Malach can go this direction or that direction. So Bal Korchach, the only nekuda that's there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, Kadosh Na Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything else is negotiable. So in what seems to be a stira to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that you can take Malachim or Sphiris and turn them into bad, actually is in a certain sense buttresses it. That becomes it. I want to add we don't kishuv and stuff like that. We don't kind of think we have and so on. there's an atia that when we're in trouble, we go to somebody who's has other than normal mahalchim of Yeshua, all sorts of you know, schoolers and quasi schoolers and who knows what. So there is a little bit of an Indian, and in this Chazal tell us, Chazal give us certain schoolers, Yelchetzel Chacham, and Yisbal Olav. Fine. There is certain Yanim. But as a person gets involved in it, we need to understand that all of these inyanim can have, the fact that the person can do fabulous things means A, that he might be connected to something higher up, B, we're never sure if that connection is going the right direction. It's not that it's a different malach that does the bad things. The same kochos that go l'toiv, go l'ra, the same koiches. It depends on where the person is driving it to. And that's why it's important to bear in mind that if there's a pagam in the person's personality, that you know, maybe he's not beseder, something wrong with him. It doesn't cast a doubt as to whether what he's doing is right or not. It may be able to do wondrous things. That's not a steer to it. The question is he doing good things or is it bad? Is he doing right things or wrong things? So, from just the nature of how great Nisim he does, assuming that it's true, let's assume it's true, but that no way teaches us good or bad. And if a person feels that his tachlis in life is to do good and stay away from bad, if a person would say, you know, I can do hocus pocus and you'll get healed, except that you'll have to, from this day on, not keep kosher. I think none of us would do that. So if a person uses other koiches, the being able to balabativa of a koiches does not indicate toiv or ra at all. That's what it says here. The same shiva, meshosi amelech, that are meant to be used the toiv, can be used the ra. And just the fact that the person has these seven meshosim, which are keneged, chamat, tzedek, shapsi, etc., doesn't give us any indication of toiv ra. Agaparim, which I guess we should be zeichet to nisim v'nahafechu, because ultimately it's only when we see that what we perceive to be ra can be used as a vehicle for toiv that a person, that the Yeshua really gives us a sense of Hashem Echad. Okay, we'll hold it here. Thank you.